This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. You know, some early mornings I wake up in bed and not being able to get back to sleep because, you know, your brain is racing with zany thoughts and it's time to get up and read. So I grab the current book or magazine I probably fell asleep to and go to the couch in the living room of our 1991 Marvelette, and there I squeeze in between a cat or two and read. Sometimes I wake up at dawn on that couch, and that is glorious because there's the sound of many species of birds calling. And of course, they do it all at the same time. They don't take turns calling and singing. So mockingbirds and thrashers and towhees and cactus wrens and woodpeckers and white-winged doves and ground doves and mourning doves and two species of quail, Pyraloxia, and zinging hummingbirds. Oh my gosh, it is crazy and wonderful. Well worth getting up at 2 or 3 in the morning so as to wake as the sun creeps over the Chiricahua Mountains and the cacophonous symphony begins near the banks of the Ojolote. Oh, got to tell you, recently Ms. Muskete and I were able to get away for a few days, a quick road trip to Silver City, New Mexico, and of course, the surrounding area. We got family members to do house sitting, so they needed to escape the glam and glitter of Tucson and hang out at our little homestead and keep plants and animals alive. Yay for family member house sitters. Yeah. Of course, getting out the door is never easy, and our well stopped working the night before, and my repair job in the dead of night didn't hold up. And so early morning, race down the highway to purchase a new pressure switch and points and race home, install it, try to quit panting, Petey, and finally head off to New Mexico, where we actually had a reservation at a funny little hotel in downtown Silver City. And of course, we had to retrace our tracks of years and years ago to the Gila Cliff Dwellings, if for no other reason to get a photograph of a funky little hotel, motel, I should say, where we stayed over 20 years ago with our girls, Sarah and Katie. This was at the Gila Hot Springs, and even the water was hot in the toilet, so there was much laughter. It was so fun to drive through that Gila National Forest again and stop to picnic, to photograph, to pee, of course, to botanize. Yay, 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 and yay. And that kind of road trip just went on for 3 days, you know, before we finally ended up going up and over the Chiricahuas home. But along a two-lane blacktop road in New Mexico headed south, we stopped by an arroyo to pick a bouquet of yellow flowers, a senecio. The arroyo was like just trash, old highway concrete and typical roadside basura. Ms. Muskete and I climbed the roadside fence and wandered down that littered limestone and sandy wash, and we saw Streptanthus and Melampodium and Dysodia and Glandularia and Phacelia. Smelled this Phacelia, I told Ms. Muskete, knowing quite well that it smelled like rotting onions. But I I was able to placate with the sweet odor of the blackfoot daisy, the Melampodium. We saw Anisocanthus thurberi blooming, desert chicory, Raffinescia, globe mallow, and Celia fruticosa, eat your heart out. So at this marvelous roadside stop and all the litter and all this litter and junk, there were cool plants everywhere. Ms. Muskete said it was like birding at a sewage pond. Yeah, it really was. Anyway, the plant we originally stopped for and was and still is Senecio douglasii, green foliage, leaves along a stem like teeth on a comb, and the stems are topped with yellow daisy-like flowers that just say simply, I'm a Senecio. Did you know that Senecio is the largest genus of flowering plants in the world? Depending on the taxonomic lumper or taxonomic splitter, there could be 2,000 species or 3,000 species of Senecio found around the world. Senecio is from the Latin senex. Old man is probably referring to the hoary pappus of the seedy heads. sort of what I see when I look in the mirror in the morning. And Senecio douglasii is named after a too short-lived Scotsman of the early 1800s exploring North America. And if we want to be correct, it's Senecio douglasii, variety douglasii, okay? Now, you know, there's actually a gray foliage when Senecio douglasii, variety longilobus. Now, you know that too. So a marvelous stop in a trashy arroyo. But, you know, our road trip was full of great stops, cool plants and animals. And as you can guess, at almost every stop, I found myself saying, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.